Jackie is yearning for sisterly love. Frank and Dolores are still going at it. And, you know, Danielle is the bridezilla queen. Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show coming up right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Got the whole great guest going on.
I love this song. I love the soundtrack. It's a good soundtrack. Yeah, guys. $100 bills all over the place. They had the money machines at her bachelorette party.
That honestly seemed like a good bachelorette party.
Did.
It seems like they had fun.
It did. Hey, guys. Chelsea Stark Jones, and we are here to talk about the Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. Lots to talk about. We have news, gossip, predictions, and strippers.
Yes, so. We do. We don't have them here at the studio tonight, but fortunately.
But yeah, so I'm Chelsea Zach Jones, and I'm joined with Angel tonight.
Hi, guys.
Missing our boy Angela, but he'll be here next week. Mm-hmm. Lots to really talk about. What were your initial, you know, impressions of the episode?
I think tonight's episode was pretty fun, especially because we got to see more of Danielle tonight. Yeah. And I know she's probably been waiting to get back on
the
show.
She was definitely waiting for her moment.
Yeah, because she's kind of been fading out of this season, but tonight was all about Danielle.
Yeah, I mean, she's a friend of the housewife. She's not an actual housewife, and she really let her friendness show.
Yeah, she wanted to jump back in. She had to do it in a special way.
And so, speaking of Danielle, we start the show with Marge and Teresa at a sex shop shopping for Danielle's bachelorette party. The wedding is close. It's two weeks away.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're looking at some butt plugs, some extremely large dildos.
And they also say that maybe Teresa should get some because Joe's away.
I mean, I wonder if she does.
Probably.
She has. And she says she's, you know, she's not dating. She doesn't have a
she's focusing all her energy on that workout competition.
I guess
the body competition.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, if you look that good, like, and you're not getting it, I don't know. God.
No.
But Marge is, you know, she's really stressed out with Danielle. Yeah. And she's really stressed out with Danielle's demand. She says, you know, I don't think Meghan Markle was this demanding. And we kind of see, like, you know, as a bachelorette or a bridesmaid, it should be fun. Like, I understand at times it's stressful, but, like, you shouldn't be stressing your bridesmaids out that much.
That's why they had that show Bridezillas, because brides get like that.
It's awful.
Yeah. You know? It's like you can't expect your friends to cater to you and to be there for you when you're so annoying.
When they have a life themselves.
Yeah, you didn't answer the phone. Sorry. Maybe I was with my kids or like my mom or at work. Yeah. Like, sorry.
Or not thinking about you. Yeah. So the girls are shopping and Jennifer's house gets brought up, and we hear, you know, Marge's side of it, like, maybe Jackie shouldn't have brought it up, but she didn't mean it in a bad way. And Teresa, you know, she's not having it.
Yeah, I applaud Jackie for bringing it up, because they were attacking Melissa, and they do it all the time, and I'm so tired of hearing Teresa talk about Joe's not spending time with his dad. Like, okay, we get it. You've said that the last 5 episodes. Yeah. Like, leave Melissa alone.
We understand.
Thank you, Jackie. Yeah, we understand. Thank you, Jackie.
And, you know, Marge even tried to, like,
Chime in,
but make Teresa maybe understand, like, you know, Melissa's trying with you. She wants to be your friend, but she doesn't feel like you're treating her that way.
Right.
And you kind of showed that at Jennifer's house. And Teresa was basically like, I'm not banging her, so why do I have to be nice to her type
of
persona?
Common courtesy.
And she's a part of your family now.
Yeah.
Like, that's what she keeps saying this episode is, she's family. She should want to. And it's like, well, she's
then
family.
Act like it.
Be nice, you know? But she doesn't, you know, she doesn't want to hear
Teresa
it.
Teresa doesn't get it.
She doesn't get it. But we have the cute little Joey getting his little tux for his communion.
He was adorable, and I think most kids would not even like trying on suits, but he was having the time of his life. I think he even called himself adorable.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. When the suit man was like, oh, you're adorable, aren't you?
He's like, I know.
I am.
He was like, he was cute about it.
And he said he's going to have a hot wife.
Yeah, he's got life planned out.
He sounds just like his father.
Yeah.
Just like his father. But what was crazy to me is when, you know, Joey's baptism was the whole Gorga, Melissa, Teresa fight. That's how it all really kind of started. And now it's his communion. And now we're kind of, you know, 8 years later in the same spot. Type of position.
They need mediation or something because, and I think it's Teresa. It like is. She is stressing Joe out.
And it's honestly like I was kind of on Teresa's side to begin with. Like, you know, maybe he does need to spend more time with him. But then reading things and watching the season unfold, I'm just like, he is doing what he can. Tries.
Like,
and it's hard when you live with the person that you're taking care of to not see other people helping. Like, she's there all the time. Yeah. So if Joe's there for,
she
like...
she feels like she's doing everything.
All the work. Yeah. So when Joe's there for, like, an hour of his day, like, that's a lot for him.
Yeah.
And vice versa. If the dad was living with Joe, it would be... He would probably... Maybe he'd feel the same way that Teresa does.
We saw last episode, he came over for dinner and he had to leave. And Teresa's like, "You're leaving already?" He stopped by after work and had dinner. Like, he has his own family to take care of.
Yeah, so I hope that the communion goes well, and for Melissa's sake, she's trying to avoid things. She said she purposely did not want to bring up the dinner at Jennifer's house because she didn't want to get Joe upset again, which
well, they still brought it up.
It did come up later, but it was like because I understand she feels like she can't win.
Yeah.
No matter what she tells Joe, even if she says it in a nice way, even if she says it in a, like a nasty way, which I don't think she does.
Joe's going to get annoyed. Yeah. Teresa's going to get defensive.
And it's going to be her fault.
Yeah.
Which I don't get the logic.
Everything's Melissa's fault. We said last time, my student loans are Melissa's fault.
Blame Melissa. We're waiting for the check, Melissa.
Cut the check.
Come on. But you know what I've noticed is we've been seeing a lot more of Dolores this season.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed it. Like,
she's like a strong personality, but a good strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not like one of those negative, like, drama causing people.
She's very positive.
Down for her friends.
And just like a genuinely nice person.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast earlier this week where she was being interviewed, and part of that podcast I have in our news and gossip, but she was saying something like how she could legitimately find, like, she doesn't like dislike anybody on the cast.
Yeah.
She has people that she may have like disagreements with, but like, she's like, you know, everyone is a nice person in general. Like, why would I want to be nasty? And she even said her and Danielle are on cordial terms.
Yeah. Right, not now. The best of friends, but they could be in the same room. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like, that's pretty impressive. Like, she's a very like moral high ground person.
I think you need those types of characters on shows to balance it out. Of course you need the drama causing people because, you know, ratings. But then you still need that balance, and I think that she's that balance.
Yeah. Like, I agree.
She's kind of the voice of reason that she defends her friends, but she still knows right is right, wrong is wrong.
And she'll defend her friends, but she'll also call them on their, you know, on their stuff. She won't let, you know, someone get away with something if she thinks they're wrong, which I you know, admire. And that's how she feels with Frank. You know, she talks to her mom a little bit about Frank, and her mom is not, you know, about Frank right now. But she also says that maybe she's just being complacent in her relationship, because we can't forget Dolores has a boyfriend.
Yeah, and that's kind of awkward with, I mean, Frank is always going to be in the picture, but we even saw, like, on this episode, like, well, in a lot of episodes, she and Frank get along well, but like, I have 2 men in my life, and I'm still so lonely.
Still so lonely, because she says, you know, her boyfriend works until 9 p.m., and he'll get home, and he'll be on his computer until 1 a.m. They go to dinner at least once a week, but it's like, and she says she's okay with that, because she does have Frank to supplement and, like, spend time with her when her actual boyfriend isn't there.
Should he be doing it?
Exactly.
Like, I would not be okay with that.
Yeah, and how would her boyfriend feel? Like,
does he know? Like,
he has to. I feel like she's not the type of person to hide things, but it's just so strange to me that, like...
disrespectful, Dolores.
But, like, but what about her boyfriend?
I mean,
like, shouldn't he be giving more time to their relationship?
But that's also like Joe. Like, he's splitting his time between his wife and his kids, his job, his dad.
Yeah, so, I don't know if her boyfriend has kids, but I mean, if you just have a job, you could do one more than one date night.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's got to compromise some more because you're making your girlfriend lonely and she's getting closer with her ex.
Like, so she has kids with, she has history with. Yeah. Like, no, if I were David, I'd be like laying down the law. But we move on to Jackie, and Jackie is preparing
A dinner.
ordered dinner. She got it, like, online and delivered to the house.
It looked nice.
It looked delicious. Do you cook?
I've actually started cooking a lot more since I've moved to LA. Yeah. And I'm getting okay at it. Like, literally, my roommates will be like, this smells good. Can I try some? And, like, no one's died.
No one has died yet. So far, it's a success. So would you host people or would you order takeout and fake it as if you cooked it yourself?
I don't know about hosting the entire dinner. I might make like a dish or two. Like for Thanksgiving, I made some baked macaroni. And let me just say, once again, no one died.
So you're more of the side dishes.
I can bring something.
Okay. But you wouldn't like host the thing and cook
not
the
entire thing. And I don't think that would be fair to my guests either.
You know what? So this is actually a funny story. One time when I was single and I was dating a guy, it was my senior year in college. And I was so excited for him to come over. I was like, I'm going to make something. And then I bought a backup just in case what I made didn't, you know, work out. And it didn't work out. And the guy wasn't even hungry to begin with. Like, he comes over. I was like, I was stressed out. Yeah. I was like, and he was like, no, I'm fine. I already ate. I was like,
that's rude. Did he know you were cooking for him?
No, and I couldn't be like, I slammed in the kitchen. Yeah. Like, I was just like, oh, that's
fine. He should have just pretended.
I know.
Guys so are bad. Silly.
They're the worst.
I don't know if they have brains sometimes.
They don't. but Jackie, you know. Yeah, speaking of guys with no brains, Joe trying to look up Melissa's skirt before they get to the door.
Yeah.
He's such a hornball. And I feel
he loves his wife.
He loves his wife. I love the love. But I'm just like,
that's a bit much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, at least he wasn't putting his head up her skirt
in front of people.
Everyone.
In front of cameras, which everyone saw later on. But so this is the first time that Jackie, Joe, and Jackie's husband and Melissa all get together. Mm-hmm. And they seem like to be, you know, this is a nice
budding
friendship relationship. Jackie does bring up Jennifer's house in front of Joe. So this is the first time Joe's hearing of it.
Yeah.
And he is, you know,
I think he thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. What? So when Jackie, you know, revealed that she, what she said to Teresa, Joe's face
was like
priceless. Like he, like you could tell he was like, wow, someone actually said that to my sister.
He looked like he was happy.
Like and impressed. Like, wow, this girl has some cojones. Mm-hmm. Like, wow. And I was with him too.
Yeah.
And so
I think he enjoyed it.
Yeah, and Jackie's like, I'm not afraid of anybody. I'm a journalist. Like, she's a mommy blogger. Like, she has a lot of people coming after
who
her
challenge
anyways.
Her opinion.
Yeah. So it's like, whatever. She can handle Teresa, she thinks.
Yeah.
We'll see. We will see. Joe says Teresa has some voodoo dolls.
Mm-hmm.
but all of this also gets Jackie to realize, you know, she has a sister.
Mm-hmm.
We learn a lot about Jackie's family, actually, in this episode.
Yeah.
But Jackie's sister, she said, they're 5 years apart. And they haven't spoken for 15 years.
And that is just crazy to me. I mean, I understand completely sometimes family doesn't get along. But 15 years, like, are y'all not having family get-togethers?
Yeah.
Like, what about for the holidays?
It makes me wonder if she just isn't around or if maybe the family, like, they just split time between the two. But, like, Jackie, you know, explains it as something like they just didn't get along. And the way they fought was really dirty.
But that's
I mean, I agree, but I can understand, like, it sucks because it's your sister.
Yeah.
But if you guys aren't healthy within each other's lives, then there's no way to salvage the relationship, then, like, I understand going your separate ways and just trying to be happy.
Yeah, but is it, like, that bad that when it's Christmas or Thanksgiving, like, you can't be together? Or if a family member is sick, I'm pretty sure in 15 years, someone's gotten sick enough for the family to come together and, like,
she said a conversation. So they haven't had a conversation in 15 years. So maybe they have been in the same space and just, you know, cordial, hi, how are you? But, like, nothing deep, which is unfortunate. But to a lighter, more disastrous note, we get the bridal party together. Melissa, Teresa, and Marge, which I also find to be a strange... Danielle has no friends.
Well, I'm just gonna come out and say it.
Crazy. Like, she has no friends.
Yeah.
I've been loving podcasts lately. And Margaret was doing an interview on one of these podcasts and said that for this bachelorette party, it was mostly her extras. Friends.
Margaret, like, hired extras from Craigslist.
Margaret's friends and Teresa's friends. Aww. Like, Danielle only had, like, a handful of friends.
That sucks. Why would she say that?
I know. Because they're having a falling out, which we will also get to later on in News and Gossip. But, yeah, they're having a falling out, which is unfortunate. But you kind of see why with how poorly Danielle
she was very
Margaret.
Stingy with that bridal list, the registry.
Okay, so let's get to that.
Yeah.
So, at this bridal party, bachelorette party, only dairy and gluten-free options as for food. Her wedding registry is Hermes and Versace.
Right.
And she is asking her bridesmaids to text her every morning to count down the wedding.
That's unnecessary.
So unnecessary.
Yeah. And there's an app for that.
Like, or your husband.
Or you just look at what day it is. Yes.
Like, what?
I like that.
But yeah, and so I don't know if you heard. So one of my good friends is actually getting married.
Acting like Danielle?
Not at all. And it surprises me. Mm-hmm. Like, she wouldn't be this bad. Yeah. I know that. But I expected her to be somewhat of a bridezilla.
Yeah.
And she is not. Like, she's being super laid back. Her bachelorette party is in Mexico. Mm-hmm. So we're paying for a trip in Mexico. She says, you guys don't have to buy me gifts.
Yeah.
She is paying for our, she's getting married somewhere that we have to, like, stay somewhere.
Yeah.
She's paying for where we're staying
for
both nights.
Really nice.
Yeah. So nice. And, and like, super chill about it. And I'm like, oh my God, I would die if she was in it. Her name's Danielle also. I would die if she's like this Danielle.
Yeah.
But there's a story about this bride that came out and also on her wedding invite gave guests a dress code, said that they had to wear an outfit that was at least $1,000, and gave them color coordinated, like, by weight, what color they had to wear by weight.
Who? Like, yes. That wasn't Danielle.
No, that was some random. Danielle. That was some random bride.
I would not be their friend. Yeah. And,
and then she found out that it got on the internet and says she's hosting a polygraph party to see who leaked this information about her.
Horrible. No one shows up to either her party or the wedding?
Yeah,
because
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Brides get so out of hand when it comes to weddings.
Maybe she's trying to get on one of those TV shows, because you
maybe
can't be
she
that
sees
ridiculous
Danielle and wants to aspire to be that. And you know,
people are like that.
Danielle kind of just calls out Margaret for no apparent reason. She says Melissa's been texting her
out of
asking
nowhere.
Her for help.
It did come kind
and,
of out of
yeah,
nowhere.
And Teresa is, you know, always answers when I call.
Yeah.
But Margaret, what have you been doing?
I think, like, honestly, although it did come from out of nowhere, maybe it's because she sees Margaret as her best friend. And it's like, how are you my best friend? But Teresa answers the phone and you don't. So but it's still childish.
It's childish. And it's also like, do you really not see all the things that she's doing for you?
Yeah.
And Melissa and Teresa both jumped in and was like, she's the one leading the charge here. Like, whatever we're doing with your bridal party, it's all because of Margaret.
Yeah.
And Margaret, I feel rightfully so, gets upset, because it's like, how dare you tell me that I'm not being a good friend to you when I'm spending all this time
working. I think Danielle's still upset about the whole Dolores thing.
I think so, too. I think she's holding on
she's
to it.
She's carrying
is
that.
Is holding that grudge.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Margaret snaps, and they
make up.
They make up so
again.
Easily. I don't understand why Margaret just falls, like, so easily for
maybe
her.
They just have that history and she understands her. I don't know, but she's like, you know, don't talk to me like that.
And good for her for standing up for herself, but I just,
but 10 seconds later
it was weird. Yeah, no. I would have walked out that door.
Yeah, I thought she was gonna do that, but I think maybe she just filled up her wine glass some more, because she didn't leave the wine glass on the table.
I know, but
it's
she,
like,
put water in her wine glass.
Oh well, yeah. She got up, but she got up with the glass with her.
She did. And then we had a little moment with Jennifer. This is our first time seeing Jennifer, and the only time we saw Jennifer this episode.
Mm-hmm.
She has her 5 children.
Yeah. Her spoiled.
And her spoiled five children. Her maids cooking dinner, picking up after her children. They are so annoying. Like, I'm just not ready for children. Like, maybe that is it. But her kids, like, yes, all five of them just, like, on top of her at the same time.
Well, they love their mommy.
Oh, no.
No, but she's like, when they were playing basketball, and she's like, whoever gets three in a row gets something off of Amazon. I'm like, what?
And, you know, she said, you know, my mom was a super strict mom growing up. You know,
she must really be trying to rebel against that culture, because she talks about humble beginnings all the time, and then it's like, make three baskets, you get Amazon. Yeah. It's like, I'm coming home from a trip, you get a gift.
Yeah,
like,
no, it blows my mind. And she said, you know, her husband works late. He cares a lot for his
patients.
And you know, rarely makes dinner. So it's just, or, you know, just her and the kids. And he, you know, actually, someone reached out on me on Twitter. I made a comment last week about, like, how successful is he as a plastic surgeon for them to live in that big of a house.
We were supposed to look him up and, like, schedule an appointment.
Someone reached out to me on Twitter and I wish I had their handle out. Said to me that he is huge in Jersey. Mm. And he has, like, everyone knows him. A lot of people go there to him. And, so he is a really big deal.
I wonder how happy some of these wives are because, okay, so we've got Jennifer, whose husband is never really home. Mm-hmm. We've got Dolores, who has two men and is still lonely. Yep. Teresa, whose man is, like, locked in jail.
Yep.
Like, I don't know.
Melissa and Jackie's husband, and Margaret's, they all seem to have good husbands, good marriages. Yeah. But
it's half and half.
Half and half, which you kind of need that in a show like this. Where
it's real,
like,
life.
Yeah, it's real life, and you need that. But let me give a shout out to
the Twitter person.
Yes. It was Whitney. Whitney with a lot of numbers, girl. Whitney 7235198. Appreciate that. She said, listen to the Jersey After Show. Thank you.
Yay.
I live in Jersey and and Jennifer lives in one of the most expensive towns in Jersey.
Okay.
And her hubby is a well known plastic surgeon here. So yeah.
Okay.
So he is pretty big time. Sorry for not believing you. So we had a little bit of time with Jennifer, which was enough for me. I'm not a big
fan. It was enough for you.
I'm not a big fan of hers yet this season.
I like the music, the sound effects. No, but Jennifer just, she likes to brag.
She likes to brag.
I don't think she realizes when she does it, so.
And you know, when we were watching it too, we also mentioned how we preferred, you know, a home like Danielle's more than we did to Jackie's.
Like, Danielle's house looked like a home. It looked cozy.
It looked lived in.
You can sit on a sofa and cuddle up and watch a movie and, like, just, you know, have girl talk or just...
And spend time there.
Like, have a fireplace
Jennifer's
or something.
House, it's like, I don't want to touch
museum,
anything.
It's, like, cold. Everything is empty. White. It's hard. Yeah. It's you have all this money in this huge house, and it's just...
I think, honestly, out of all of the housewives' homes on Jersey, hers is my least favorite.
Yeah.
Like, even Marge.
I don't like homes that look like museums.
Yeah.
Home is home. A museum is a museum.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't want to walk around and look at things. I want to touch stuff.
Yeah.
But then we get to Jackie. We get back to Jackie. I actually like her home as well. Mm-hmm. And we meet her parents, who were so cute to me. Like, they
just, even like, though that's the ones that don't live together, but they still love each other so much.
They're married, but don't live with one another. And she said they, you know, they love each other. They love spending time together and
they
all stuff. They just can't live together.
Yeah, at the dinner, they seem to have a good time.
And I mean, if they've been married for so long, then maybe it works for them.
Yeah, like, different strokes for different folks.
I mean, maybe that's the secret, is to have your own place and just be your own human being.
Maybe.
That was on Sex and the City, actually. An episode of Sex and the City where it's like, would this work?
Maybe that's what they're trying to be like. Maybe they're Sex and the City after show fans or something.
That's
they want to get on AfterBuzz.
Yeah. So we meet her parents, and we also meet her brother, Eric, who she said is
has a learning
disability. Yeah. And who is a year older than her, but he was set back in school. And then, but their family just seems...
They're close.
Yeah. And their family just seems like a lot of fun. Yeah. Like, they were joking at the dinner table. They were having a good time.
No one's bougie.
No.
Like, she stands up for her friends. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, that was nice. And then Jackie, you know, pulls her mom aside to the kitchen and says, I'm thinking about reconciling with my sister.
Yeah.
And that, to me, was such a beautiful moment. And yeah. I think this also kind of speaks to your confusion as to why they haven't had a relationship for so long when her mom says, you know, I'm thrilled because, you know, growing up, I didn't have aunts and uncles and cousins because of the Holocaust. And it's like...
That was sad.
And family is important to her. So it's like, yeah, why wouldn't she, you know, really do everything she could to keep her children close?
Yeah.
And why wouldn't her children realize, like my mom sacrificed so much.
Yeah.
Like, we should have a relationship, you know? I'm curious to hear more from this storyline, and just why they, like, was it a big falling out? Was it multiple things that were just so nasty? Like, what was it, you know? Because every sister, like, all sisters
siblings,
fight, you know? And you should be able to get back from it. So then we finally get to the Great Gatsby-themed party.
Which was nicely decorated. Did you like the straws?
I love the straws. So that was actually one of my friends, my friend Danielle. I asked her, because I'm in charge of decorations for, like, the villa. I'm like, do you want a lot of penises everywhere?
Yeah.
Like, some girls,
it's
like...
funny. It's cute.
Yeah, some girls love the penises.
They're cute.
Like, some girls aren't into it. And she was like, you know what? I don't want... Like, she was like, I want a tasteful amount of penises.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I can do tasteful.
5, 10, 50.
So I think I'll do straws and, like, maybe, like, little penis confetti or something.
If they have, like, hats or something.
I think that might be too overboard
Get
for
one
her.
Person to dress up as one.
A penis.
It could be you.
Oh, no. No. But there weren't very many penises at Danielle's party. Just the straws. And I would definitely...
And the strippers.
And the strippers.
Ugh. What do you think about male strippers?
So, you know, I don't... It just doesn't do anything
doesn't
for me.
Doesn't float my boat.
It does not do anything for me.
I mean, it's funny, but it's not sexy to me.
I don't even enjoy watching it. I've never watched Magic Mike. I've never, like, had...
I mean, Channing Tatum is hot, but...
Yeah, I don't want to see him that way. Yeah. I don't know why. Like, just a man grinding on the floor just does not
in
do
those
it to me.
Tiny underwear.
Yeah. It's not... It doesn't,
Speedos.
You know,
like, not Speedos, because that's swimsuits, but, you know.
But, yeah, so, I mean... Before we get to all the strippers and fun, Danielle comes in from the ceiling, which we both looked at each other and we're like,
it's like,
she's too old for this.
Yeah, it's like that. It wasn't sexy to me.
It wasn't like,
and now her daughter was gorgeous.
Her daughter
looked like a supermodel. I loved her dress,
so
her makeup,
her
attention
hair.
To detail. Yes,
yeah.
And a ponytail.
She looked great. She could have come down from the ceiling for her, like, 21st birthday, and it'd have been all cute.
But she's
fun.
24, it would have fit a 21-year-old.
Danielle, I don't know, 50-something on her second marriage. Like, it looked desperate. It looked desperate.
And it wasn't as bad as her laying on the ground, though.
No, God. And so, yeah, so Danielle makes her grand entrance.
Coming from the ceiling.
And you know, the party looked like a good time.
Yeah, I like the photo booth.
Yeah, Melissa and her are talking. And, you know, she talks to Melissa. And Melissa's like, how do you feel about everything? And she's like, you know, I'm stressed about... It's a destination wedding. Will my dress get there? Will the guests get there? And blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And Melissa's like, no. Like, you and Marty. How are you and Marty? And she says, we have a lot of peaks and valleys.
Yeah. She's like, at this age,
we, and it's to be expected. And it's like
she's doing it just to have a husband.
That's exactly how it feels. And Melissa even said, you know, she is worried more about the party than she is about the state of the relationship. And like, if you're 2 weeks out and that's your thing is... We have a lot of peaks and valleys. Like,
what does that mean? You don't sound in love. You don't sound excited.
Like, this
or
is
happy.
The exciting part. It should be like, oh my God, I can't wait. He's gonna be my best friend. I want to. Like,
I guess
ride
some
into the
marriages are businesses.
Yeah, and we knows her business goes out of business fast. So, yes. So that seemed a little bit weary. Mm-hmm. And then we get the male strippers. And that was, yeah, so they lift her upside down when she's sitting
down. I would have been scared, actually. One, I don't ever want that many eyes on me, and I don't know what's happening next. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know what you're about to do. You're coming up to me grinding in just your skin-tight underwear. Then you, as I'm sitting in a chair, you flip me over. Yeah, like, are you strong enough? Like, do you have a good grip? Am I about chair. To fall? Yeah. Exactly. Mm-mm. How much did the chair weigh in addition to her? I'm like, no, because I'm clumsy and I will start freaking out. You're going to drop me. Like, I don't want that. Yes, never do me that.
Then she's laying on the ground. The stripper gets in between her legs and, like, on a so headstand gross. Thing. I don't know. And, like, shakes his... It was
like,
weird.
Why do you want your man to be shaking his legs on a handstand?
And then it's just, like... What? It's just gross. It was... It was not... It's not my taste. It's not our taste.
Yeah.
We're not here for it, but so, it was fun to watch.
If y'all want to ever throw Chelsea and I a surprise party, do not
bring strippers. We don't want strippers.
Yeah.
It's a big no. But you know who loved the strippers?
Marge Senior.
Marge Senior loved the strippers. Yeah. She was giving him some extra money.
We should have played... Yeah, let him strip
us. Yes.
When I asked that question, that's what I thought about.
Oh, that should have been our intro.
We are here.
But yeah, Marge loved him. And I don't blame her. She's an older woman.
Yeah.
She looks good. Yeah.
You know, back then, you know, maybe.
Yeah, well, they were built like that for her in her day. And then, you know, Danielle and Teresa. Danielle's like, I sense some tension between you and Melissa. Because they weren't really talking. They weren't talking at Danielle's house.
They were just cordial. They weren't causing drama. Yeah. That's all it was.
Yeah. And at the party, they weren't really speaking to one another. And Danielle's like, I could tell. I see what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And Teresa, you know, tells her everything that happens again. Melissa didn't stand up for me.
Yeah.
Melissa we hear the story again. And, you know, and Danielle's like... Well, I got your back no matter what.
You're my friend. I'll go to war for you.
Yes. And so, you know, Team Teresa is looking pretty stacked.
I wouldn't want to go up
against Danielle and Dolores. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, especially Danielle. Dolores seems like she's got a heart. Danielle is just, I don't know.
Yeah. I couldn't go up against those two.
Yeah.
Yeah, they both will not give you any mercy, and they are both very scary to me in some ways. So Teresa's, you know, winning in that respect. Yeah, because
and it's so weird, but hey,
yeah, it is very strange. Yeah, but I mean, a lot happened this episode, but we each have our own table flipping moments of the night.
Prostitution whore, you are f***ing days 19 times. You f***ing stupid bitch.
The facial cutaways.
Prostitution whore. That's what I was saying for my whole mic check.
Old. Yeah. Like, that will forever go down in television, reality television history.
Yeah.
That was such a great moment.
I guess mine was just the bachelorette party with Danielle and the strippers. The whole, like, literally the entire time, I was just like...
So uncomfortable.
Yeah, like the chair was scary. Like I was scared he was gonna drop it.
Yes.
I was scared she was gonna fall. Then when she was laying on the ground, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that dress is expensive. What is even happening right now? Why are you on the ground with a strange man's head between your legs and he's like twerking in the air? Like,
it was a lot.
It was cringe.
It was a lot to take in. But you know, my table flipping moment of the night definitely goes to Margaret because she stood up for herself, even though she quickly. Back under Danielle's wing, but she stood up for herself. For a few seconds. And it really, like, you know, she had the best point of the night. And it was, we said how Danielle's house looks beautiful, how it looks like a home, how it looks lived in. And here she is registering for Hermes and Versace for her second wedding. And Margaret says, you know what, Danielle? You're so full of it. In lieu of gifts, you should at least have your guests donate to charity.
Yeah.
And like, you don't need these things. You don't need to be...
It's almost the same with, like, baby showers. Yeah. For the first kid, you have a baby shower.
The second one, you don't necessarily... Because you have everything you need. And it's just, like, how self-centered are you that you would register somewhere like that for your second, like, in general, but for your second wedding.
Yeah.
And, like, I am so glad that Marge called her out on that and was just like, you don't need, like,
I don't even know if Danielle
thought about that.
I'm sure she... Well, maybe she didn't because she's just so up her own ass.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just...
Seems very Jennifer of her.
Yeah, it does. It does. But, I mean, Jennifer says she's practical. So maybe
maybe that's what she thinks.
Maybe.
But have we seen Danielle and Jennifer in a room together?
Danielle hasn't mixed with everybody yet, really.
Yeah. I want to see those two together.
Maybe they...
Going on a shopping spree.
They do seem like they would get along.
Yeah.
They do. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into our news and gossip.
All right.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So we start with our girls, Danielle and Margaret. You know, they have had a falling out.
Mm-hmm.
They are no longer close. And Danielle has said in the papers, you know, I think with Margaret, she's not my kind of girl. So I don't see a future with that. She tells Us Weekly. I was there when she needed me, when she... you know, was new to the circle, and when I was working on getting myself married this season and all the drama as a bride-to-be has, you lean on your friends and your bridesmaids. She's not a girl's girl. At first, realized it was the greatest gift from God could ever given me. I don't have to listen to her all day, every day. She's got somebody else to complain to, and she'll move on from them, too. I think she's 100% phony. And she continues to say she doesn't have anything. She doesn't bring anything except for a loud mouth. I think she's probably 3 seconds away from being an evil bitch. There you go.
This is Marge saying
this. This is Danielle.
Oh, no. Now, see, if it was Marge saying it about Danielle,
it would make more sense to you.
Yeah, so that's why the whole time I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. No, this is definitely Danielle going at Marge.
Makes no sense.
And I'm not seeing it.
No.
I'm not seeing it whatsoever.
She's sounding very delusional.
She is. She
weird.
Very much is. And then we also have Dolores and David. So, good news for Dolores. And David,
okay.
They are living closer to one another now.
Closer?
Yes. So I guess David lived about an hour away.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he had those crazy work hours.
Yeah.
And they only saw each other on the weekends.
Wow.
Now he lives around the corner.
Oh, good.
And Big Frank is making David a new house.
Interesting. He's probably going to put cameras all in.
Yes, so he could.
I wouldn't want that.
Yes, yes. No. So Frank and Dolores, Dolores and David and Frank, they're just one threesome happy family.
It works for some people.
It wouldn't work for me.
Exactly.
And then, guys, I don't know if you remember our good old friend Jim Marchese. Mm-hmm. He used to be on Real Housewives of New Jersey with his wife. Horrible couple.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Twitter today or recently responding to Kevin Hart's backlash from his
hosting.
Tweets. Yes. So he says, so true, in all caps, no straight male wants his son to be gay. A gay son is a curse that takes your family, traditions, heritage, LGBTIQ, is a parent's nightmare that destroys families, ruins holidays like Christmas. Kevin Hart, we support you. # liberalism is a mental disorder. That received a lot of backlash.
Of course, and it should have.
As it should. And even someone that I was a little bit surprised to hear step up, and not because, you know, I just didn't think he would have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But our boy Joe Gorga comes out and he says, that's what makes him shallow. He's an embarrassment to the show, especially with that comment. I'm happy he's off the show. And then he continued to say, if my sons were gay, I would embrace them and love them.
Well, I mean, this guy is more than shallow. That's just ignorant.
It's ignorant.
And also, what is LGBTIQ? Like, what alphabet was he using? What does the I stand for?
I'm not sure what the I is for, but I mean, it really made me happy, though, to hear Joe come out. I mean, because he has been so, what's the word? Chauvinistic, I guess, in some respects, when it comes to his daughter and like her being more of like in a woman's role, and stuff. So it did make me happy to hear him come out and like say, you know what, like it doesn't matter. My son is my son. I'm going to love him regardless.
And also, Kevin Hart has also said that he doesn't even agree with what he said. What he said was years ago, and he says that he's grown so much from then, which, you know, that's a different subject. But don't say, hey, Kevin Hart, we support you. Kevin Hart doesn't even even support that. Yeah. Like, he said, I don't agree with these views anymore. Yeah.
And like Joe said, good riddance.
These are old tweets. The show.
Yeah. Yes.
He needs to go somewhere.
Go somewhere with that.
Yeah.
Now let's get into some of our predictions.
Predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah. Let's see. You go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I honestly, like I said a little while ago, I want to see Danielle and Jennifer get together because these two seem to really like spending money and being extravagant and not really worrying about other people. They're kind of self-censored, but I think Jennifer tries to be a people person at least, and Danielle is just like, I don't know. She seems like she could play a villain on a TV show or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Danielle's
even
awful.
Her face, like, her facial expressions, like, she just looks the way angry she and turns. Mean she all the time. Yeah. Yeah. Like, she just
turns, like, very, very like a quickly villain. And easily. You know, I think her wedding, we're gonna see more of why her wedding only lasted 90 days or her marriage only lasted 90 days in this next episode or coming episodes. She just doesn't seem like a good person at heart. And I think she projects that onto other people. And then I also am ready. I think it's about time that Jennifer or Jackie and Teresa are gonna kind of go at it.
Of course
they didn't see each other this whole episode, so I think it's gonna
by the time Teresa sees her.
Yeah, Teresa's, like, gearing up, you know.
She's thinking about it.
Yeah, and I think also the fact that Melania came in and interrupted her.
She wasn't able to say everything that she wanted to say.
Yeah, but it gave her time to actually think of everything she wanted to say.
Yes.
So, like, maybe she'll have, like, a more calculated...
You know how, when you're having an argument with someone and... You think about all the stuff you could have said after the fact, but because Melania interrupted her now...
She's like, she had like several days, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to say this, and how dare
let
she
me write
this
down,
and I'm going to be mad at this.
Yeah. This will be a good punchline.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a good showdown between the two of them. At least I'm hoping so.
Yeah. We'll have to see next week.
We'll have to see next week, and we'll have Angelo back next week.
Yeah, he'll be sitting right here.
We'll be our big happy family again, but it was great just you and I.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved
we had a girls' it. Night.
Girls' night. Like the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Minus the strippers.
Minus the strippers.
All right, guys. I am Chelsea Stark-Jones. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to check me out at ChelseaStarkJones.com and on Instagram at C_S Jones.
I'm Angel Saunders. And make sure you check me out on Instagram at Angel Saunders so we can hang out.
Yes. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.